At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Fantasy Football Weekly, a production of iHeartRadio.
Time now for Fantasy Football Weekly from iHeartRadio, your weekly source for the nation's best fantasy football advice, speculation, and whatever stupid stuff they decide to drop into the show. Now here's your host, Paul Charchian.
Welcome to the first of our off-season editions of Fantasy Football Weekly.
Yes.
Scott Fish, it sounds weird to talk about off-season when, we've still got a regular season week to go. We've still got the regular NFL playoffs.
Yes.
But, yeah. But the two hour version is done.
It's done. Yeah. I like the short shows. They're fun. They feel a little more relaxed. There's less, a lot more relaxed. Scrambling to make sure we get everything, every single player covered.
Yeah. Do you think listeners appreciate us that we have to jam the 15 games into 2 hours with plus commercials?
I think they do, just because I think they like that we touch on every player. Like, how many shows touch on every single player except for ours? It's not a common thing.
Yeah, there's a lot of work to it, which I don't mind setting aside after having done it. For this one, because the fantasy playoffs are coming.
Yeah,
and fantasy playoff football is super fun.
It is.
Yeah,
I like
we
it.
Love fantasy football in the playoffs. I want to talk about some different formats. Mm-hmm. So. By doing that now, people have got this next coming whole week to get leagues together,
full week,
figure out how you want to play. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And before we get to that, I want to talk about some of the unlikely league winning players from this past cycle of, so basically weeks 14, 15, 16, 17 in here, right? So I want to talk about some of that and tell me if you think these guys are going to have sustained value. Like last year. Cam Akers rocked the fantasy playoffs,
but didn't.
We thought he would have sustained value, but one week into it, it was clear that Kyren Williams is going to be the guy with the Rams. Then he ultimately, of course, got cut, traded, and whatever.
And historically, there's been two sides to this coin throughout. We've had the Tim Hightowers and the Ron Danes, but we've also had the Jimmy Grahams and the Arian Fosters that went on to be really good after that.
So. All right. So I'm going to hit you
I'm
going to hit you with a few different players.
Okay.
And tell me if you think this is flash in the pan or sustained fantasy value. Begin at the quarterback position, and this one is a little thorny. Joe Flacco.
Elite. So elite. Such a franchise quarterback. He's being rested week 18.
How about that? Yes.
He went from couch to being rested for the playoffs.
Unbelievable, right?
He was starting to get rest the other night while he was on the bench there, nodding off.
So far ahead. Okay, so I think he's in the league next year.
I think he's not just in the league. I think his role is likely either a backup for a rookie or starting the season while a rookie prepares underneath him.
That could
somewhere.
Be, yeah, that would be a perfect spot, right?
Yeah.
it probably wouldn't be a rookie that goes at the top of the draft.
No,
those guys
want to
start
those
like
week
one and everything, right?
And the fan bases, the GMs, they all want them to start right away.
They have no patience
and there's,
anymore.
There's not as much projects next year. I feel like the top four or so are not really as project-y.
They
as,
say that Bo Nix is a project.
Yeah.
That could still go like late first round,
yeah,
or second
yeah,
round. I don't know. But I haven't started that whole process yet.
I'm not a big Bo Nix guy personally, but we'll.
There's a lot of people that aren't.
I know. Yep.
Thor will be helping us out
yes,
a lot.
He'll be good for
that,
those.
Yeah, I'm excited to talk to him about that. So Joe Flacco, sustained fantasy value, we think next year too.
I think it's more probably start of the season and he might tail off. He'll be 39. He'll
percentage be, chance Joe Flacco is the starter for
the
Browns.
They have a lot of money invested
in that Sean position.
Watson,
yes.
And then they don't have outs for like another 2 years or whatever. I would give it like 10%, 15%, but man, if he leads a run here, maybe he wins the Super Bowl and retires, honestly, if he leads a run. I think it's really low. I think it's like 10% for the Browns.
I'm going to go 40%.
Wow, that's
but
high.
But I also think the Browns are going to make waves in the playoffs. And
I do, too.
There's going to be a lot of momentum to keep them.
I don't think any team wants to play the Browns right now.
Who wants to play the Browns
right now? That offense is humming, and the defense has been awesome all year. No one wants to play them.
Absolutely. In reality, they should be like the number two seed behind Baltimore. If you're just doing like strength of team
yeah.
in the AFC, they'd be the two seed.
College football playoff style, just yes. we'll rank you and then you seed in there.
All right. Flash in the pan for the fantasy playoffs or sustained value for Jordan Love?
Sustained value.
Yeah.
His entire team is young. You saw them gel better and better together as the season went on. Like they started the season rough, his first season starting, and there were flashes of good. Now those flashes are becoming more and more frequent each game instead of just here and there. And the whole team is just young. So much athletic young wide receiver talent on that team. I like the future of where that's going.
Yeah, he's progressed incredibly well. I don't think any of us saw. You could have predicted that he'd be way better in the second half than he was in the first half.
Of course.
He looks like a different guy.
Yeah.
The first half guy was so inconsistent, so scattershot, such bad decision-making.
He led the league for a while in off-target throws. Mm-hmm. And not so much. He's going to be like a 4,000-plus 30-touchdown guy this year.
Yeah,
under
which
the radar.
Is amazing. Yeah. It's amazing. Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
What do you think of him as a playoff flash in the pan or sustained fantasy value?
Do I know Dave Canales is not going to get a head coaching job?
He probably is.
He was the OC for Geno Smith, winning comeback player of the year last year, and then Geno Smith tailed off. And yes, there were injuries this year. Goes down to Tampa.
And now look what he's done.
This is Baker Mayfield.
It's the best year of his career.
Absolutely.
Statistically.
Yeah. I don't know what they have to invest in the quarterback position, so I could see him being a starter next year, probably more of a super flex guy. I don't know that it's a flash in the pan. He'll be serviceable. I don't think he's going to be, a super stud, though.
Go to running back.
He is where he is.
I think this
plus,
is...
Mike Evans and Chris Godwin are both free agents if he stays there.
That's a huge factor.
Just to note.
Huge factor.
Yeah.
I'd re-up Evans before I would Godwin.
Yep.
That's just me. This one's pretty straightforward. Breece Hall powered teams through the fantasy playoffs. Yeah. Obviously, he's headed for a first-round draft pick next year.
Yeah, he's probably two. RB1 or 2, depending on who you ask. I've seen people talk, 1, 2, or 3, but probably 1 or 2.
Christian McCaffrey's going to be 1.
Yep. People are going to hamper on, he got hurt again at the end of the year, and he's, 28 years old. People are going to do that kind of thing.
Which is fair.
They're going to, there will be people who have Hall 1.
Kyren Williams, also obvious, I think. He will also be a first-rounder.
Yeah, he's still 23. Like, he's young.
Yeah, and the way the utilization by the Rams was so absurdly high.
I mean, look at
it's
McVay's
Todd
history.
Gurley level.
Yeah, exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yep. When he finds his guy, he goes.
James Conner has been fantastic down the stretch.
Just awesome.
Including the one-handed catch for the touchdown last week.
It doesn't
James
matter who
Conner.
He plays either. Matchup proof.
Yes.
Like last week was not a good matchup defensively.
Against the Eagles.
I mean, the Eagles have tailed off defensively lately, but like he's busted two really good, really tough matchups in the last 5 weeks.
Yeah, San Francisco, I think, as well.
Yeah.
Wide receiver. George Pickens out of the blue.
Yeah.
Helped in part because Mason Rudolph's in.
Yeah. Yeah.
Flash in the pan or sustained fantasy value?
Well, I believe Deontay Johnson's a free agent after the year, which that could make a factor. I'm not 100% positive. I think he is, though. I think that he will still be something, but he's going to be tricky to predict sometimes. They really need to fortify that quarterback position to make me feel better about George Pickens. But you know me, like, it's insane talent. I love the talent.
The talent is there. I believe the Steelers, who are going to pick it right, roughly, like, as it stands right now, they're sitting at pick like 17, 18, yeah, something like that. So they're not going to be in a spot to go get a young rookie. This is a landing spot for Joe Flacco, Russell Wilson, Kirk Cousins, potentially.
Keep
as
here,
a dark
please.
Horse, Baker Mayfield. Look, if they just put NFL average quarterbacking on that team, suddenly the Steelers are very playoff relevant.
Yep.
Which they're not right now with Mason Rudolph, in my opinion.
Tomlin refuses to lose more than 8 games.
I love it. I love it. It's so good for him. I think this one's obvious, too. But as a fantasy playoff factor, DeMarcus Robinson out of the blue.
Yeah.
Touchdowns in, I believe, five straight games?
Oh, actually, I think it was 5 in a row, then he missed one, right?
Okay, maybe that was it. 4 out of the last 5, yeah, or 5
like
out of the last 6.
Something like that.
DeMarcus Robinson. Sustained fantasy value for 2024.
Yeah, well, he's going to be open a lot with Puka and Cooper around there.
Assuming he's back with the Rams.
I think it's going to be sustained value. He should be on rosters, but also it's going to be pretty hit and miss. He's always had decent like games.
Yeah.
Even back to Kansas City and what, like Bears or whatever it was. Yeah, like he has his moments.
When he first popped up getting reps with the Rams, I was like, is it that DeMarcus Robinson?
Yeah, exactly.
Are we still talking about the same DeMarcus Robinson?
Yeah.
Unbelievable. A late career resurgence. What is it, like year 9 or something?
I think he's put himself into the conversation that he'll be drafted, you know, late rounds of drafts, and hope it works out again.
There's a chance Cooper Kupp, maybe this is the beginning of the end for a player who's, whatever, 7 years in the league?
Yep.
For him?
It's possible.
Yeah, it's possible. And that he's
the good thing he has is the route running, but he probably doesn't have the quick twitch is probably going away.
It might be. David Njoku surging with Joe Flacco.
Yeah.
What do you think? Did he finally turn the corner? We've been waiting because he's been the athletic specimen all this time, but he could never give you consistent, reliable production until Joe Flacco showed up.
I will say he had 3 or 4 good weeks before Flacco got there. He just went nuclear when Flacco got there. This might be the resurgence. This might be one of those classic, he couldn't do it in the schemes or systems or quarterbacks in the past, and he finally got a situation that could feed him. I think there are a lot of question marks for that offense for next year. You know, is Nick Chubb going to come back? Are they going to run the ball more if he does? Mm-hmm. Is Joe Flacco going to be there if Watson can't run that? Like, I think there are a lot of question marks, but I'll be rolling the dice on him. I think he looks awesome. I think Stefanski'd be dumb not to keep feeding what he saw this year into next year.
I'm with you on that. And, you know, we don't know that Stefanski had always been sort of a run first guy. He was in Minnesota with Adrian Peterson, you know, when they was there. Then he rolls into Cleveland. He's got Nick Chubb.
Yep.
I kind of think that Stefanski might not be as run heavy now that we've seen what he's done with Flacco. He's throwing Flacco's arm out of his pocket, right? Yeah, where he just goes to where his personnel leads him.
Which is a mark of a good coach honestly. So,
Juwan Johnson,
uh-huh,
flash in the pan, or has he turned the corner? Saints tight end.
Man, he's had a lot going for him in terms of injuries on the field and playing from behind. And I don't know. I will say every year the beat reporters are like, this Juwan Johnson kid is great in camp and stuff, and it's never really panned out. Maybe he has. I mean, he's going to probably be ranked at tight end 16 again, and, you know, he probably won't get drafted, but it's possible.
Let's go to playoffs, some of the playoff formats. First of all, I want to give a shout-out to my friends at My Fantasy League. We know the people there. We love the people at My Fantasy League. It is a little bit like Guillotine Leagues. It's a kind of a family-run, family business.
Right.
And they are free to use in the playoffs. Mm-hmm. So if you want to, and they can, because My Fantasy League is so flexible, it can do so many things.
Yeah.
Almost no matter what oddball scoring system you might want to try in the playoffs, My Fantasy League can do it. You could try. God bless you. If you do it, let me know how it goes. Guillotine League in the playoffs is a little bit tricky, although I want to try it.
Let's do it.
And I just got to figure out how to do it. What's the right number of people? How to chop and stuff like that. But also broadly, before we start talking some specifics for playoff leagues that you could form, this is the perfect chance to test drive any rules and changes mm-hmm. you want to make.
Sure.
Maybe you want to change your scoring system, right? Maybe you want to give points for first downs, yep. whatever, right? This is your chance to do it on a small scale. See how you like that change,
yeah.
and then you can apply it to your full season.
I like that idea.
So if you were going to give people one, and you know, like the Scott Fishbowl, you've always got unique scoring tweaks right. and roster tweaks. If you were going to give people one playoff tweak to make,
oh boy,
to just sample, see if you like it, and you know, you've got all of this fishbowl experience with all the different scoring systems. What do you think?
I think the most obvious one. It's probably something that's really becoming common, but we have a pretty, you know, general audience, pretty wide audience. Mm-hmm. I think the most obvious one is just Superflex.
Yeah.
I think the most
you're
obvious one.
You're not playing Superflex, you should.
If you're not playing Superflex in the regular season because you're worried about the quarterback depth or you've played one QB for so long, in the playoffs, playoff leagues are generally smaller. They're generally like six teams or whatever. Yep. There's 12 quarterbacks or 14 quarterbacks now.
Yeah.
Play with two of them. Try that out first. Other things that make it fun are, you know, first downs or big bonuses for things because you're watching every game, and when one of those big plays happen, yeah, you're doubly fun. Excited because mm-hmm. you're actually you're sometimes when you play fantasy, you're not watching every game, so you don't see those things happen. In the playoffs, you are, so it's
watching every game. Yeah,
so it's a little more fun when it happens. But Superflex is the one that just strikes me. Superflex or more flexes are the ones that make sense to me.
Speaking of, this is just a quick aside. When we get to do that on this format of the show, which I love,
yes.
The Texans play Saturday night.
Fit in two more matchups real quick.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's right. Work that matchup. This is going to be the first time all year.
Yeah.
Most of the U.S. has had a chance to see C.J. Stroud.
Right.
The Texans have played nothing but noon starts.
Really?
The entire year.
I didn't realize
that. Until now.
I've seen a lot of C.J. Stroud, so I didn't realize
right.
that.
Right. You know, if you didn't have NFL ticket.
Yeah.
All you were seeing were highlights. He's so good.
He's so good.
And most of the country, they know he's good because the stats are good or whatever.
Yeah.
But they don't know because they don't see it firsthand. They're not seeing him play in and play
right.
out. C.J. Stroud's great.
Yeah. I wish they got to see him with Tank Dell, too. And Noah Brown is, you know, we'll see if he's healthy enough for the playoffs. But
yeah, he's not playing this week.
No, he's not. That's why they
need him. I think the Texans are going to win here. Mm-hmm. They're going to get into the playoffs. I think they're going to be a sneaky, tough team.
Now they'll be a tougher out. They've fought hard with and, you know, late last second beat some good teams.
Yeah. Their run defense has gotten way, way better. Mm-hmm. And that's their pass defense has got all kinds of injury issues. But
Stingley missed a lot of time this year.
Here's how I play fantasy in the playoffs.
Okay.
This is the Charge League. Because there are seven. Because there are 14 teams in the NFL playoffs, uh-huh. I play with a league of seven.
Okay.
That means everybody gets two team quarterbacks,
yep.
two team kickers, two team defense. And I do play with kicker and defense in the playoffs. I think most people do,
I think most people do, yeah.
Yeah. I want it here. Then we have exactly 14 roster spots. We have the two team quarterback, kicker, and defense that I mentioned, four running backs, four receivers, two tight ends, no bench. Everybody starts every week.
Yep.
Everybody starts every week. You don't have to make any bench starts, which I love.
Yep.
I can just draft my team and I don't have to worry about who I'm benching, who I'm starting.
Yep.
I like the no maintenance part of it after I've been doing maintenance
all year long. Just enjoy it.
Yeah. Just enjoy it. Yeah. Yep. Keep the team you drafted, score all the points your guys give you. That's it.
Yep.
That's pretty straightforward.
Yep. That's one of the more common ones. Do you do you just do a draft for a 14-round draft?
Yep, 14-round draft.
There's two versions of that very thing. The one is the just draft 14, you know, seven players each,
yeah. or
14 players each. The second version is you have to pick one player from each team.
Yeah, a lot of the have to pick one player from each team.
It's a little more stressful either, you know, on the draft or the selecting or if you're, yeah, or whatever. But, yeah, I like yours better.
So for the leagues where you can pick one player per team.
Yes.
How chalky do you go? As an example, it's the Ravens.
Yeah.
Just taking Lamar Jackson, or do you try to pivot to somebody that gives you some upside?
Right.
But not everybody else is going to have, right? Because if you go nothing but chalk, 49ers, Christian McCaffrey, right? Then you go Eagles, Jalen Hurts, right? If you take the most obvious player from each team, you've got a very chalk lineup that's going to match a lot of other people. And or do you try to deviate some?
Yeah, mind you, the type of league we're talking about isn't capped at seven people. Yours sounds like a draft, and it's a league. This is more, you can have multiple people because you can all have the same players.
You could have 100. You could have 100 people in that league.
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. I don't know. It depends on how many teams are in it, but I feel like I just go with what I feel is best. Honestly, I think the first thing you do with a situation like that is you do out the bracket and you see how many games you think each team's going to play,
which is huge,
and the probabilities of that.
Yes,
and then you take players according to that.
So I do. I don't think I'm giving anything away here. I do two brackets. I do two brackets for the NFC, two for the AFC. One is a probability one. Like, if this plays mostly to form, here's how it's going to go.
A chalk one.
A chalk one. And then I go like,
one.
Then a charge chalk one. Charge. Exactly. Chalk and charge. Yeah. And then I average that.
Okay.
And so if I think the Texans could win a game,
right,
that's got to be in the charge side. That's not going to be the chalk side.
Right.
But they might. Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, do the same thing.
Perfect example is, like, probably a lot of people, and probably analysts think Eagles are going to win a couple games, but the way they're playing right now,
who knows?
Like, even
they still could, though.
Yeah,
that's the fun thing. So
they
here's
could lose right away.
I'll tell you a little bit about how I, for again, when you can pick a player from every team, which many leagues do. I start at tight end because
you want the best one.
I want Sam Laporta, and I'm willing to give up David Montgomery, Jahmyr Gibbs, Jared Goff, Amon-Ra St. Brown, because if I don't take Sam Laporta, my drop-off, I need two tight ends, right?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go Laporta for one, maybe Kelsey, maybe not.
Yeah.
Right? Ooh, you know, that's not obvious anymore.
Yeah.
Then I can start filling out the rest of my positions because it's so hard to get a tight end.
Yep. Yeah, I think that's right. On the flip side of it, in fantasy playoffs, it's so easy to get a quarterback.
Isn't it?
It feels like the teams that make the playoffs, they're mostly good quarterback teams.
I agree. You and I have talked about this on many past fantasy football weeklies. Don't neglect the kicker in the team defense.
Right.
We do in regular fantasy football, especially kickers, because all the kickers score points.
Yeah.
But when you don't have yours, when you get knocked out, you take the Houston kicker, and they get knocked out in week one.
Yep.
You got a problem.
Yep.
Because your opponents are all scoring points. Their kickers are scoring points, and you don't have one.
Absolutely. And kickers more than defenses, and SFB the last 2 years have had kickers, and you will see this when you look at the best ball scoring versus the non-best ball scoring of those same teams. The floor on kickers is wonderful. So you want as many games from that kicker as you can get.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. What do you think about regular season leagues where they continue it into the playoffs? I got a few of these on Twitter, including from @semiwittyband, who says that's how they resolve their regular season league. Yep. And you just need to figure out, Scott Fish, you got to build a roster around which teams you think are going to make the NFL playoffs.
Yep. I know people that play in this. There's actually, and I wish I could remember who it is. There's an analyst in our industry that's
specializes
very well
in
known,
that.
And that's the only way he likes to play. That's what his home league does. That he loves that, and I can't do it. I want my season to be done, and then this is my relax and just to enjoy a little bit last ditch of fantasy. Honestly,
it's
fine, but.
What I don't like about it is only 14 of 32 teams get in.
Yeah.
And you can't know. I mean,
you have a 3% chance of having Justin Jefferson for the year playoffs.
You do right now. Yeah. I feel like it's adding a lot of variables and some luck into an already difficult fantasy.
Exactly.
In my opinion.
I'm not into it, but if you enjoy it, I say this all the time. I'm team no league shaming. If it's for you and your people, good.
I agree. I'm not going to say you're doing it wrong because I just want you to go have fun.
Yeah, exactly.
Ted Phillips from Twitter says that NFL.com's got a good system where you can pick a new roster every week, but your points double, triple, quadruple if you keep the same player from your previous week.
Yep, there are a couple of those that have fun multipliers where you can replace your players or you just keep them. Those are definitely fun. There are a couple sites that you can set those up for free or for money or whatever.
On Twitter, Doug Keating and Maris Sullivan said, create a roster.
Yep.
Then once you've selected those players, you can't use those players in any following week.
Yep.
So you got to figure out when you're going to use them, mm-hmm. and you have to then you have to create a new roster every subsequent round of the playoffs.
Yep.
Not using any of the players you've used previous.
Yep. So we'll talk about this one for a second because this is one of the more common ones. This is my favorite one. It's called a one and done. Mm-hmm. It's generally a shorter roster, like it's a five for six player roster.
Oh,
six,
that's
maybe.
Super short. Okay.
Yeah. It's usually a shorter roster because, you know, you can't use a player twice and there are
right.
four rounds.
So is it all flex? Is it every position flex?
You can do it however you want. I will start off by my Scott Fish playoff league. The SFPL is going to go into its ninth year this year. And we do six players. It's quarterback, running back, wide receiver, tight end, two flex.
Okay,
so
got it.
It's pretty simple that way. I'm just gonna plug this, but this year and last year we're doing it for Fantasy Cares. Mm-hmm. We're gonna have like Scott Fishbowl spots. We're gonna have signed jerseys. We're gonna have like autographed signed jerseys for prizes and stuff. So,
okay, so wait, I can play playoff fantasy through the Scott Fishbowl and
yeah.
Fantasy Cares.
Yeah, so yeah.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I need to know these things. Okay,
yeah.
So where would I go if I want to do that?
Yeah, I'll have it on my Twitter at ScottFish24. I'll have it on the Fantasy Cares. .org site, probably mm-hmm. the Fishbowl site as well. But I'll launch that this weekend and start taking signups. But each year we get, you know, between 300 and 600 people playing.
Wow.
But okay. it's just going to be all for charity. But yeah, what it is it's a one and done. You pick a five or six player lineup each week, but you can't use them again. So
okay.
if you use CJ Stroud week one and they win, you can't
still
use
can't
them,
use
next
them
week.
Again.
So
you want to pick losers.
You want to pick good players on bad
teams
that are going to
yeah.
lose.
Yeah.
So it's a completely opposite strategy of some of those other ones.
That's very interesting. Yeah. All right. Does it cost anything to play this?
You
are here for, we're here for charity.
Right.
Right. So I don't think you should have any qualms about asking people to pay to play.
No, I honestly don't know what the, I can't remember if it's a suggested donation or if it's a thank you where like the first 500 people to donate get in or something. I'll have to check what our rules are on that. But yes, there is a donation, you know, a donation to be made and you play in the league. And
all right,
we'll give away jerseys, SFB spots.
Should I go to fantasycares.org as my launching point for this or just follow you on Twitter and see where you link
me
to?
On Twitter definitely will do it. I will try to get it up on fantasycares.org as quick as I can when it launches this weekend.
Got it. Okay, let's see. Twitter at Adam Eberhardt. Thank you, Adam. 10 participants. Each drafts one player from each of the playoff teams, so
yep.
roster 14, no position limits. A person could draft 14 kickers if they wanted to.
Yep.
Total points. That's it. You can
yep.
no positional restrictions whatsoever.
Yep. Yep. And it's best ball. Well, it's obviously best ball because all
players
score.
Yeah.
But I love my favorite thing about those is because you pick them. You know, you just pick them or draft them, whatever, mm-hmm. and you're done. You can just enjoy
it. Just enjoy the
like,
playoffs, yeah.
There are versions of that very same thing where if your player gets knocked out, you can pick up a new player mm-hmm. The next week to fill that spot. Those are fun, too. They're just kind of like in-season management, though. Like,
yeah.
I want to relax in my playoffs a little bit more than that. But.
I hear you. Do you have any other styles of play that we should talk about?
No, honestly, I think we actually hit on all of the big ones.
All right.
Like, just in our natural, fluid conversation.
Yes. All
yes.
right.
I think we got about a minute left if we want to work in another quick matchup. I'm just kidding. That's the second time I made that joke. That's too many.
The teams that play in week 18, we already said earlier, we're not here to shame your league.
Yeah.
But I just...
But are they doing it wrong?
And the idea... So
look at the starting quarterbacks playing this week.
Yeah, no kidding. There are six good teams that aren't playing their starters that we know of, and maybe more. Like the Lions could tap out. You know, they might play their starters only briefly. I just feel like...
That's the biggest, that's honestly the worst bugaboo of it is it's not the teams that are benching, like we see a lot of teams benching their quarterbacks, mm-hmm. Flacco.
Yeah, right.
A lot of teams benching their quarterbacks, we're going to see a crazy amount of backup quarterbacks. It's the teams that will start out and then be like, it's not worth it anymore.
That's right.
So you start their player.
Right, because they're starting.
Yeah.
Jared Goff's starting.
Yeah.
But little did you know it was going to be for two series just to, you know. stay warm.
Yeah, Amon-Ra slightly tweaks his ankle.
They're taking no chances.
Yes, right? You get no points out of him. Yeah, that's the worst part about playing week 18.
I just feel like, you know, you've worked for 17 weeks.
Yeah.
And you're not crowning the right team because it's just too many good players aren't playing in week 18.
The fantasy already has a very large element of luck. You don't want to add this is a large amount of luck added to week 18.
It really
of
is.
Which players are in and out.
And you can't know.
Nope.
You can't know.
You can't prepare for it either because most leagues end trading, you know, even most, I mean,
yeah, like there are leagues that have trading. Or whatever.
Yeah, but most leagues you can't trade and fix for that.
Right.
So.
Right. Yep. Yeah. I'll just note this as we're at the bitter end of this episode. One of my Empire leagues.
Yes.
In fact, not only that, this is the first Empire League in the world.
Yep.
The pot now, it's like a decade old. The pot now is sitting at like $12,000.
Jesus.
As we've been pouring into it, waiting for one team to win it in back-to-back years.
Yep.
Well, we had a guy who had won it last year, got into the championship this year.
Oh, boy.
Playing against our mutual friend Christian Peterson for the $12,000, because if he goes back-to-back, it's going to pay out. It came down to like a 4-point game, and he lost.
Oh, did Christian say, hey, let's chop the pot?
fortunately can't do that because he didn't get the pot. But it saved. I had bottomed out. I had 4 first round picks coming into this draft. If the Empire League had lost I'm sitting at 4 first round picks,
I'd
have pulled my hair out.
Man, I can't wait till the day that ends.
The Empire League?
Yeah, it's just going to be a fun, holy crap, I can't believe this
no
league
kidding.
Just paid out $114,000
in year 2040.
I don't know how much it goes up per year, but that would be a lot of years for
me. I've heard of variations of Empire Leagues where they've set it up that like after 10 years, if nobody's gone back-to-back, it's the first team to win 2.
Okay.
Yep. Which you could, you know, I could see that.
Yep.
Just it doesn't have to be consecutive. It's just give us your second win.
Yep. Yeah. I used to do not Empire, but Progressive Pots, where it was win 2 within 3 years and 2 within 5 years. So
there you go.
That's an easy way to try to help
way to do it. All right. Thanks, Scott.
Yes.
It's fun getting to our off-season shows.
Yes.
We get to just be so much more free from and do whatever we
want,
which is great.
It's fun.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, everybody. We'll be back next week. We'll be previewing playoff games next week.
Yes.
Unbelievable that it's already there.
It's awesome.
Yeah, can't wait. Talk to you later, everybody. Bye-bye.
Fantasy Football Weekly is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my new podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, chronicles my 6 decades in professional basketball, from growing up in the sport to becoming one of sports TV's first female broadcasters. Join me as I dig deep into the game's history, unearth some wild stories, and talk to my friends from the world of basketball, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley. It's been a wild ride, and now I get to take you with me. Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.